Hi, my name's Yanni. I'm an Aboriginal peer support worker at Headspace Adelaide. I'd like to acknowledge that the land we operate from and are meeting on right now is the land of the Kaurna people. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present and future, and acknowledge Headspace's commitment to making a positive contribution to young people who are Aboriginal.
Welcome back to Headspace Sessions podcast. My name's Claire, I'm from the Community Engagement team here at Headspace Adelaide.
And I'm Sarah, and I'm a Youth Ambassador from the Headspace Centre at Edinburgh North.
And today we're talking about all things consent, and we're really excited because we have a special episode with you today. We're joined by our friends from Shine SA and the lovely Naomi. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Oh, thanks very much for having me. I'm Naomi, and I'm a sexual health educator at Shine SA, specialising in youth.
We're so excited to have you on board today and really just draw from all your knowledge and expertise in the area. Like I mentioned at the beginning today, we're having a chat about sexual consent, and we just wanted to know first up, what even is sexual consent?
Yeah, I'm really glad to speak about consent because it's so fundamental to any kind of sex that you might want to have. So consent means to give permission or to agree to do something. So if we're talking from a sexual context, we mean that all parties involved are agreeing really enthusiastically and happily to engage in whatever sexual activity that might be happening or going to happen. Yeah. And it's really important too that consent is there before the activity even takes place, and it's present throughout, so it's ongoing. So it doesn't just happen once and then you forget about it. It's definitely an ongoing process, and everyone's voluntarily agreeing to participate.
So what are some ways that someone can ask for someone's consent? You know, it can be kind of a tricky thing possibly to bring up for some people. It might be the first time they're having this conversation. So what would be some of your, I guess, suggestions around asking for someone's consent?
Yeah, it can be a pretty daunting thing asking for consent, but it's actually really easy, and it's just about asking the question. So if you're asking for consent, it might look like asking, can I kiss you? Or can I hold your hand? Or where do you want me to touch you? Mm-hmm. So it can be really just simple questions like that. Mm.
So then on the other side of that, what are some ways that you can give your consent and be really clear about it?
Yeah, okay. So it could be saying, oh, I'd really like you to touch me here, or I'd love it if you kissed me, or even taking off an article of clothing, or other sort of enthusiastic tone of voice, body language, facial expressions and so on. And that's what you're really looking at when you're looking to see if you have consent as well. You're looking for that enthusiastic yes, and whether that's conveyed verbally or through body language, facial expression and so on.
Yeah. So when you're practicing consent, there's some of the things that you might look like, or are there other things as well that might come along the way when you're practicing that consent relationship?
Yeah, so there are different aspects to consent. So when we talk about consent, we often use the FRIES model. So this is an acronym. So FRIES is like chips, McDonald's fries.
Nice.
Makes it easy to remember. So F stands for freely given. So this means that you are voluntarily saying yes, happily agreeing, enthusiastically agreeing. It also means that you're not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, because you can't really give your consent if you can't make an informed choice about what you want to do.
Yeah.
And same if you're asleep or passed out as well. And then with our acronym, the next one is R for reversible. So this means that at any point you could change your mind. Mm-hmm. And that is even if you've done this thing before with that person or that group of people, or even if you're naked in bed and you can still reverse your consent at any point.
That's important to know, that one.
Yeah,
that one
absolutely.
Really
absolutely.
Important.
Yeah. And then the next one is informed. So this means that you know what you're consenting to. You know what's involved, you know who, what, where. Also things like, you know, making a decision to use a condom, that it's not being removed and that sort of thing. So, you know, you're informed about what you're consenting to.
Sure.
The next is enthusiastic. So we want that enthusiastic yes, that there's no you know, mistaking it. And that could also be not just a verbal yes, it could be in body language, you know, facial expressions, noises you might make, mm-hmm. removing clothing, that mm-hmm. kind of thing as well. And then finally, specific. S stands for specific. And that means that when you're giving consent, you're consenting to a specific activity. So you may consent to kissing, for example, mm-hmm. but that doesn't necessarily mean you've consented to touching or anything else that might follow.
Yeah.
So specific. So FRIES, that's our acronym that we remember for consent.
So what are some ways to tell if somebody that you're with is uncomfortable?
Yeah, so it can be hard for some people to directly communicate. You know, we're talking about how ideally we want to communicate freely, but it can be hard and daunting sometimes. So things to look out for might be body language, like if they're drawing away, pulling away, not making eye contact, maybe tensing up or freezing, not responding if you say something to them or do something. And so just looking for those signs that someone looks like they're physically uncomfortable, because that probably means that they're mentally or emotionally uncomfortable with the situation as well.
Okay, so following on from that, what happens if somebody does reverse their consent or does say no?
Well, it has to be respected. And so whether they say no from the beginning or they reverse the consent and decide they've changed their mind part of the way through, as hard as it might be, that just has to be respected.
I guess something that I'm really interested in learning from you is, when it comes to a relationship, why is consent such an important part of any kind of relationship?
Yeah, well, I mean, relationships and sexual relationships, romantic relationships, they come in all sorts of kinds. They can look different, they can be different for different people. But we really want them to be healthy, don't we? And respect is at the foundation of that. And consent's really about respecting other people's boundaries and respecting your own boundaries as well. And so that's why it's just so important.
We definitely think it's important too.
Yeah, and I'm really pleased to see, you know, in recent years that there is this whole movement and discussion around consent and how it's now really important that, you know, two partners in a relationship are equals in that they both get a say in when and how things are done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's good.
And empowering young people to have that education and to have that empowerment within themselves to have those discussions in their relationships. I think that is great. It makes it super important as well.
Yeah, it's really important to have conversations around this, and you'll find that you can learn so much about yourself and your partner or partners through having these conversations.
So when it comes to young people and exploring some of the relationships with consent, what should young people consider when it comes to power and control and sort of the play that that could have in relationships?
Yeah, that's an important thing to consider. So if we have an unequal power dynamic, so we have one person who is in a position of power and another person who has less power, that's going to be an issue. So it could be when someone plays a role, like if they're a teacher, or could be a medical professional or a sports coach or a carer, a parent, they would have obviously, you know, a position of power compared to the younger person. And this is where it wouldn't, or the young person wouldn't be able to consent. It wouldn't be appropriate.
Because it would be like feeling like you have to because the person has authority.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's something important to look out for.
Yeah, because it might be you feel like you might be pressured into it or feel like you have to do it because it's expected of you or that kind of thing. And that's the important thing about consent, that there should be no pressure, no coercion, everyone's voluntarily doing it and equal partners as well.
When we wanted to clarify some of the things in the podcast and some of the topics we wanted to talk about, we also just wanted to have a conversation around like what the law says. Like there are bounding laws and things when it comes to consent and some of these sexual relationships. So when it comes to like age of consent and even sexting and things like that, are there specific things that our law says can and can't happen?
Yeah, there are. And they actually differ from state to state around Australia. But in South Australia, the age of consent is 17 years. Now, for the other states of Australia, it's 16 years, with the exception of Tasmania, which is also 17. So that means that you can't actually consent until you're 17 years old or over. So just something to take into account for young people who may have a relationship with someone a little bit younger than them even.
Yeah. some of those, when you're a young person navigating all these relationships, there's those complexities to think of and be aware of.
Yeah, sometimes the last thing you might be thinking about is the law.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a really good point. You know, when we're talking about, you know, the power dynamics in relationships, we also think about age differences and you know, how that ties into, you know, potentially somebody looking to take advantage of a younger person and their naivety, potentially. Yeah, no, that's all really good to know.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to share with the audience around consent and kind of the things we've covered? You know, we've touched on a bit about some ways someone can give consent, how you can ask for consent, a bit more about those conversations around power dynamics and why we think it's important, and also touched on a bit more about the law and those applications. Is there anything else that young people should be sort of considering when it comes to consent?
So I'd say that consent is not just about doing anything you want until you hear the word no. We really want to be checking in with the partner or partners that you're with to making sure, you know, there's that enthusiastic yes. And whether that's verbally or through the body language, through the facial expressions or other gestures, we just want to make sure it's there the whole way through. And just enjoy it. Have conversations about it. It's fun.
It's not taboo anymore to talk about it.
No,
it's
not
at all.
It's good. Yeah, and we encourage anyone listening to start having some of those conversations with people in their lives, even if it's just your mates, like talking about, do you ask for consent? It doesn't have to straight away dive in the deep end if you don't want to necessarily, and bring up those conversations if you're not in relationships, but just even bring up the topic and talking about it amongst your friendship groups is also important too.
The more you talk about it and the more you ask for consent, it just gets so much easier.
Absolutely.
Normalised.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your wisdom with us. We really appreciate that expert opinion on a topic that we wanted to know more about. So thank you so much.
That's my pleasure.
If anyone wants any extra information about consent, you can go to headspace.org.au, but also Shine SA's website. And like with every episode, in the description, we'll have a bunch of resources for you. And like with any episode, if this topic has brought up anything for you, we really encourage you to reach out to Lifeline, or if you need the emergency number of 000. But otherwise, thank you so much for listening.